Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our sermon series, Community, as we run up to Advent and Christmas. Mike Gillingham, lay reader at St. James, shares his reflection on a safe community. Our readings are taken from Romans 12, verses 9 to 21, and Matthew 18, verses 1 to 14. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
First reading is from Romans 12, verse 9 to 21. This is 30 commands. 30 of the 1,050 commands in the New Testament. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men and women. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all people. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading is taken from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 14. And in this reading, Jesus says about the importance of children in the kingdom of heaven. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, causing to stumble. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to end a life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell." The parable of the wandering sheep. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. This is the word of the Lord.
I'm very pleased to say that I prepared this talk 10 days ago. I think I would have found it more difficult preparing it 2 days ago. But having said that, I looked at it a few times and I don't think there's anything I need to alter, because safeguarding, well, this is just the third Sunday that we've observed Safeguarding Sunday. And that's part of the change within the church that's happened in the last few years, positive change. Safeguarding can be seen as a burden. I can remember one person who left this church because they were told that to do what they were doing, they would need to go through safeguarding. I think that's changed somewhat. It can be seen as unpleasant and bureaucratically, but more realistically, it's how we love each other. Let's see it as something positive. It's one of the ways in which we show our love for each other, by safeguarding. I'm going to start with a personal story, one of many that could be told, but this affects me. In 1973, three of us were licensed as readers. Wasn't I young then? One of those licensed with me was Leslie Grimwade, a lovely man. And then along came a new vicar, ex-vocations officer of the CPAS, and he was responsible for three of the team of readers being ordained. Here's a picture of the farewell. And he went off to be ordained, and that might have been it. But by chance, Jackie and I were able to attend his institution at a church near Eastbourne, because Jackie's parents lived there also. And it was just by chance that we went along to this. The bishop carrying out the institution was Bishop Peter Ball, Bishop of Lewes at the time. I was very impressed by him. He's obviously, as you can see, he was a monk, and from rather different tradition to mine, but he was a very impressive man. And I don't know, I've been trying to find out whether it was before or after, I came across him at a conference of teachers, the Teachers Union, Eastbourne. He gave a really witty and entertaining speech. He had 2,000 teachers spellbound, and he finished seriously with a reminder of how responsible the role of teachers was in looking after children. In 2015, he was prosecuted for abuse. I was totally taken in by him. At first, when I first heard of it, I thought that somebody was trying to get at him. And I was not the only one. Bishop Michael was taken in by him as Archbishop. And the then Prince of Wales also supported him. I assumed from the way he appeared to me, it's unlikely he was an abuser. Warning. They don't come with labels on them. And perhaps that's one of the warnings we can take from this incident of last week. They do not come with labels. And even people who you would think would judge fairly can be taken in. I don't regard myself as a great judge of people, but some of those others are. I sometimes talk about cowboy morality. The goody wears a white hat and is always good. Even when they're fighting, they do it in a clean, fair way. And the baddie wears a black hat and is always bad. This is actually a photograph of Billy the Kid. But life is actually much more complicated than that. I think actually, I don't know the full history of Billy the Kid, but I think there are things in his upbringing and background and things that happened to him that explain to some extent his later evil. And the Lone Ranger is fictional. Life is complicated. Here in this building, we have a collection of sinners. Why else do we have the confession? But remember this picture from 3 weeks ago. Jesus takes abuse very seriously. He says it would be better for somebody who's an abuser to have a millstone around their neck and be thrown into the sea. And he gives a series of extremely harsh warnings about the consequences to those who abuse others, those little ones who believe in Jesus. Those little ones, children that Jesus looks after. And I may be a bit long in the tooth, but I'm a child of God. Jesus cares for me. And for each one of you, and for all those little children in the children's church. He doesn't mince his words. Remember that. He doesn't mince his words. We are valuable to God. He cares so much about it. And in preparing this sermon, I mean, I've read the Bible loads of times, and so have you. And I hadn't realized that it's in this context that Matthew places the story of the lost sheep. He is emphasizing how seriously God takes the care of those who believe, who have gone astray. Luke places the story in the context of criticism of Jesus for welcoming sinners and tax collectors. But remember that Jesus is talking to Jews, who the Lord's people, who have gone astray. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look after them? Look for the one that wandered off. Lost sheep. And Jesus talks of lost coins, lost son. God cares for his people. If one of those who has wandered comes back, there is joy in heaven. Because God is not willing that anyone should perish. God wants us, loves us. And so God is concerned about abuse. Abuse can take many forms. I found this list. We perhaps tend to think about physical abuse or sexual abuse, or perhaps even domestic violence. Psychological and emotional abuse are equally important. The sort of control that some people have over each other. Excessive control. And that applies to the recent case. Financial or material abuse. Modern slavery, and in fact Safeguarding Sunday was started by a group who are concerned about modern slavery. We don't know whether there are people effectively slaves in this town. We certainly know there are in this country. Discriminatory abuse. Praise God that we welcome people, whoever they are. We must. Organizational or institutional abuse. Well, That's the criticism you could name the Church of England, and not alone, unfortunately. And we're trying to do something about it. Neglect or acts of omission. And again, the recent case shows that. We must not neglect to act if we come across any signs of abuse. And self-neglect. That's a form of self-abuse. Again, something we should be aware of. We should be keeping people safe. We must be a church taking safeguarding seriously. It's a concern of God Almighty's. Jesus condemns abuse. This church should be the safest of all places, a refuge for those who are being hurt or who have been hurt in the past. So we as a church support safeguarding. Who keeps us safe? Who are our guards? Well, there's Jenny Wakefield, our safeguarding officer, who does a really good job. She's the person to go to if you have any concerns. So make sure that you know who she is. And if you don't, ask me, ask Fabian, ask somebody. But go. And she's ably assisted by Jackie Sainsbury. And Jackie, yes, I have done the course on domestic abuse. I checked and I found a certificate while I was doing this. Because as you prepare sermons, you prepare them first for yourself. And I asked the question, we've got about 80 volunteers, official volunteers in this church, and they are being put through various safeguarding courses. And we all have either done them or about to do them. If you're about to do them, make sure you do them. But the truth is, go home and look in the mirror. Staring back at you, you will see somebody who's involved in safeguarding. Wonderful though Jenny and Jackie are, they cannot do the job on their own. The person who's abused is most likely to open up to somebody they know well. And Jenny isn't best friends of everybody. She can't be. Each of you might be the person that somebody abused opens up to. Or that you might notice when somebody is always asking somebody else's permission to do things and is being controlled. We are all involved. We are all involved. Every one of us is a safeguarder. Paul tells the Romans, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. And sincere love will involve caring for other people and hating anything that might destroy or harm them. We must be aware that people can be damaged. One government definition of safeguarding is promote individual well-being. I think that's very good. I like having a positive definition. Just as we have a national health service, not a national illness service. Yeah? We want you to be well. We want you to have well-being. I think I might add, promote the well-being of our community. Let's be a community of well-being. In a family, and we are a family, sorry, I've jumped on. This is the Church of England definition. This means we will promote the welfare of children, young people and adults, work to prevent abuse from occurring, seek to protect those that are at risk of being abused, and respond well to those that have been abused. I ought to have said earlier, and I'll say now, if this talk is affecting you deeply because of a personal experience, please, please talk to someone. You can talk to me, but you may want to talk to somebody else that you know better. But please respond. I think there's not quite enough on the positive, perhaps, and no mention of love, but this is part of love. We are a family, and in a family, you both protect your children from all kinds of danger and also positively help them to have the best possible life. Although families do go wrong, and we're all sinners, and some go badly wrong. In the letter to the Romans, Paul says, be devoted to one another in love. Think about that for a minute. Devoted to. What are we devoted to? It might be different things to different people. For some, they will be devoted to golf. For some, it will be a cat. For some, it will be a child. For some, it will be... But we are to be devoted to one another in love. And he continues, honor one another above yourselves. A lot of abuse comes from wanting to be all powerful. We are to honor others. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. And the New English Bible, which is not my favorite translation, but it translates that bit as be aglow with the Spirit. And I think that's lovely. Be aglow with the Spirit. Shining lights. Wouldn't it be wonderful if this church came in and they felt the shine that comes here? Our community should be lit by the light of God. Serving the Lord, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And he continues, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. We've done a bit of this today and recently. We have mourned with those who've lost loved ones. We have rejoiced with those who have birthdays. I was at a celebration yesterday. Both are a sign of love, living in harmony with each other. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Let this place be a safe place, a place of peace, a place of harmony where love is shown. Let's pray. O Lord, who loves us and wants us to be safe, so work in us through your Spirit that we may be agents of your safety, guarding and rejoicing, loving and caring. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening. And may God be with you today.